The Bible. The Bible. The Bible. It's the Word of God, living and active.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
It contains all we need for life and godliness, and it reveals to us the mysteries of God. Join us for the next hour as we study the Bible and take your Bible questions. This is Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
Thank you for listening today. We hope today will be a very special day in your life. And good news. You know, the gospel is the good news, but sometimes there's good news about the good news. And that's what we want to share with you today. And this is Bert Harper along with Dr. Alex McFarland. And we thank you for joining us, and we hope that you're having a good day. If you've listened to AFR News, once or 2 days, they've reported about a great movement of God taking place over in Alex's neck of the woods, Burlington, North Carolina. I was excited about it, and I'm telling you, we've been praying for God to do a great move, and I'm thankful that something good is happening in Burlington, North Carolina. Alex, I know you've checked it out, and we're excited about the reports that's coming out of Burlington.
Well, we really are, and folks, welcome to Exploring the Word. We're so glad you're listening, and we're about to tell you about the most exciting word in any Christian's vocabulary, and that's the word revival. And with us on the telephone from the Burlington Revival, as it's being talked about throughout North America, we've got D.R. Harrison. He's the media and marketing representative for C.T. Townsend Ministries, and the evangelist C.T. Townsend, as I understand it, and DR will fill us in, he went to Burlington to preach a revival service. You know, we evangelists do that, but God has shown up and some amazing things are happening. DR, are you on the line, my brother?
Yes, sir. We are here.
Well, thank you. Welcome to Exploring the Word. Welcome to the American Family Radio Network. And tell us, in Burlington, North Carolina, what is the Lord doing?
It's been a phenomenal moving of God for the past 9 weeks. CT came to Burlington to just preach a regular Mother's Day revival at New Hope Baptist Church on Mother's Day. And immediately when the meeting started, God began to move. The end of the revival came on that Friday, and the pastor and Brother CT felt like that the meeting should be extended for a couple of nights. So it went into the second week, and souls began to get saved. People began to make things right with each other. Preachers began to make things right with each other. And the crowds grew from 300 to about 600 to 700 in the second week. And from there, it's just been unbelievable at what God has done here in this generation and this day and hour that we're living in.
DR, this is Bert Harper, co-host with Alex, and it is good to have you on this our program today, because we get all kinds of news, difficult news, bad news. To hear something like this going on, you are a refreshing voice to an audience that needs to hear. But I heard what you said. You mean pastors and preachers got right with God and with one another? Now, brother, that is revival, I'm telling you.
It is an absolute revival on our youth night, the first night under the tent. We had 5,100 people show up to the tent. The tent only seats 3,000, and there were a couple thousand people standing up and standing outside, and there were 311 preachers present under the tent. And it's just amazing, you know, growing up in this and growing up in a preacher's home. You always heard about revivals of the past, Billy Sundays and the C.H. Spurgeons and the Mordecai Helms and the Billy Graham. And you know, it's always talked about as past tense of what God did. But God is doing it in this day and hour that we're living in the generation that we're living in. God is pouring out His Spirit, and He is sending revival. And it's not just contained to Burlington. It's spreading all across the nation. And it's not slowing down. The crowds are getting larger. More souls are getting saved every night. People are getting helped. Churches are getting stirred, and it's just an exciting time that we're living in right here before the Lord comes back.
Amen. Amen. Well, before we go any farther, and folks, you're listening to Exploring the Word, we have on the line D.R. Harrison from the Great Burlington Revival. Okay, where is it? What time? Because I know there are people listening throughout the Mid-Atlantic region. Folks, you got a couple hours. You could make it even tonight. D.R., tell us, where is it, and how? What time does everything begin each night?
Yes, sir. The services are Monday through Friday. They start at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are located right off Interstate 40, off exit 140, there in Burlington, right next to Cox Toyota. You cannot miss it. The location is prime. It's right off the interstate. If you cannot make it to the tent, we air the services live on Facebook at New Hope Baptist Church Facebook page every night, live at 7:30 p.m.
Amen. Well, DR, let me ask you this. Okay, it started at New Hope Baptist Church, revivals. Were they expecting this? Had they been praying for this to happen? Or was this an unusual, I know it's an unusual experience, but had it been prayed for?
Yes, the pastor and the men of the church at New Hope Baptist Church have been meeting every Monday night for the past 10 years, since 2006. They have been meeting every Monday night and praying for 2 to 3 hours every Monday night for God to send revival to Burlington, God to send revival to this nation.
Amen.
Amen.
God has answered their prayers. There's people getting saved all over the place. People getting saved online, watching the services live. So much conviction under that tent when Brother CT preaches.
Amen.
People running to the altar, weeping, begging God to save them. Church people begging God to save their lost family members and their lost coworkers and their lost friends. And I really believe with all my heart, Jesus is fixing to come. And he is pouring out his spirit one last time to this generation.
Amen. Well, let me ask one more, Alex. I know you got a question too, but a statement. And this just proves it. Alex, you and I have talked about the awakenings that were nationwide, regional, even those that were part of a, you know, smaller area. There's one common denominator. I've studied it in seminary, DR, and that was prayer. I've never heard of God pouring out his spirit on a people where someone or some group was not before God on their knees praying. So here we have it again. So let me, DR, they can come, listen, are any of those people who are coming taking it back to their churches and their community, telling them what God is doing, and more are coming? Is that how it spreads?
Yes, sir. That's how it's spreading. That's how the revival is spreading. There's currently 3 to 4 other revivals that have broke out from this meeting in the last 2 or 3 weeks. One is over near Yadkinville, and they're calling it the Foothills Revival, and it has grown from just a couple hundred people to 800 to 900 people a night, and there's dozens getting saved over there, and it's just amazing. And one thing that about revival, and if you study it in the revivals in the past, real true revival is never contained to one central location.
Amen.
Right.
True revival spreads. And it becomes a nationwide revival. And that's what's happening now. What started in Burlington 9 weeks ago is now it can't be contained here, and it's starting to spread to other states and to other counties and to other cities. And it's spreading like wildfire.
Mm. You know, DR, I was on the phone yesterday with a man named Elmer Towns. And Elmer Towns is one of the founders of Liberty University, and he's a real student of awakenings. And he talks about people that are a carrier of revival. And he's talked about, you know, in history, when somebody goes to a meeting like the one that God is giving over in Burlington, the Spirit of the Lord can move in somebody's heart, and they can take that back to their church or their community. And we were talking about what's going on in Burlington. And folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Exploring the Word with Alex and Bert. We're talking with D.R. Harrison of the Burlington Revival. Evangelist C.T. Townsend is preaching. And DR, you told me, I think last night you had like 4,200 people there. Is that correct, last night?
Yeah, that was this past Friday night. We had 4,200 people and over 43 saved. This week has been some of our largest crowds for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights. Last night was our largest Wednesday night crowd. We had almost 3,000 there for a Wednesday night when most people are normally at their own churches. And the crowds just continue to grow. They just keep getting larger and larger.
Now I want to say something radical to everybody listening, wherever you are in the USA. Where they are is very convenient, right on I-40 between two airports. The Raleigh Airport, I've flown in and out of there many times. The Greensboro Airport is GSO, Greensboro. Wherever you are, you ought to get here and come and pray for the United States of America. We're a prodigal nation. God, in His mercy, from everything I hear, is visiting this part of the country with an amazing revival. And DR, I just believe that this is something that God wants to do everywhere. I mean, praise God for Burlington and Alamance County, but God wants to send a revival to the whole nation, doesn't He, DR?
He sure does. He does. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 states it plainly, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then while I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins and will heal their land." That's a promise from God. And God wants to heal our land. We at one time were a nation under God, and we've gotten away from that. But God wants to heal our land, and He wants His people to serve Him. And He's given us one last chance before He comes to seek nationwide revival and for Him to pour out His Spirit on this country.
Amen. There are so many questions I could have, but the one thing we need to do, Alex, before DR goes and we have to go to our break, is to pray, okay? Mm. Pray that it would continue and spread. Alex, would you pray for, again, Lord, let it be poured out over all the land. Go ahead, brother.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give You glory. We lift up Your name. We thank You, Lord, for salvation. We thank You for the cross and the empty tomb. And yes, we thank You for the promise of revival, the Spirit of God coming into a land. And Lord, we rejoice. We give You glory for what we're hearing in Burlington, North Carolina, C.T. Townsend preaching, and DR, and hundreds of churches, thousands of people, pastors getting right with You, dear Lord, and getting right with each other. And so, Lord, we ask in Your mercy that the power and the visitation from heaven would continue. Lord, let it spread to the nation's capital. Let it spread to the great cities, New York, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, Los Angeles, Seattle. Lord, send a sweeping revival. Lord, we give You glory. And we praise You. We look forward to the good reports that will continue to pour in. And Lord Jesus, glorify Your name in the United States of America. And we thank You for it all. Amen.
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 DR, I want to thank you for being on with us. And we want to stay connected. I know Alex is over there close to where you guys are. And we want to continue to update people on what God's doing. So stay connected with us, brother.
I sure will. I appreciate you guys having us on and continue to pray for God to send revival.
Amen. Alex, thank you for getting this arrangement, and I appreciate it, man.
All right. We're going to be back with Exploring the Word.
And this is Alex and Bert on the American Family Radio. We're taking a break, but we'll be back right after the break. Don't you go away.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it too? If you're like a lot of people, you would like to support the culture-changing efforts of the American Family Association. But there's the very pressing reality that your income must meet your current needs as well as act as seed for future income, either for the short term or for life. A charitable gift annuity might be your answer. A charitable gift annuity offers a unique method for both planning ahead for permanent income and supporting the work of the American Family Association. An AFA Foundation representative will walk you through the details of creating a charitable gift annuity, allowing you to decide if a charitable gift annuity is right for your individual financial situation. Connect with us today by calling 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit us online at afafoundation.net.
This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein continues from the popular Journey to Zion DVD teaching series. This segment is titled The Changing Course of Antisemitism, and we join Rabbi Eckstein as he speaks to an audience at the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem.
Today we are witnessing antisemitism in a very blatant form in certain parts of the Arab world, where even the anti-Zionism is not enough, and it's back to classic anti-Semitism of the Jews taking a child, a Christian child, and using the blood for matzah, that the Jews are the ones who control the press and the media and are bringing all this about. In fact, there's a rumor that they did a study in the Arab world and they found a huge, I think it was like 45%, of the Arab world believes that 9/11 was a plot by Jews. It wasn't done by Al-Qaeda. And they say, why is it that all the Jews knew not to come to work on 9/11? And of course, Jews were in the buildings in 9/11 like everyone else. But you see the power of this poison of anti-Semitism continues to exist even today. Anti-Semitism is a chronic disease. It never goes away.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. For more information about Israel and the Jewish people, visit our new learning center at ifcj.org/learn. That's ifcj.org/learn. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on AFR Talk.
Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain? Please let me stay and rest in your holy name. Word of God, speak.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word with Alex and Bert. It is our joy to be with you today, and we took a little break from the Bible study to give a report of what God is doing. And we're praying that God would continue that in Burlington and its North Carolina, that it's spreading. And Alex, it's not very far from your home, is it?
No, no. In fact, Angie and I are going to go over there probably tonight. And we're going to try to get CT, the evangelist, on the air, maybe tomorrow or one day soon. He was studying. And, you know, let's pray for this evangelist. Bert, I've read when Billy Graham came to Greensboro, North Carolina, in 1951 or two, and it went on for about 12 weeks, that those that knew him, and I've read in some of his, you know, memoirs, how physically exhausting it was. You know, and so let's as we pray, let's pray for the evangelist, and yeah, we're gonna go. It just is so exciting. But Bert, you know, the thing that struck me when DR was talking to me, and he and I had a very wonderful phone conversation right before the show. Okay, some men at a church in Burlington, New Hope Baptist, have met every Monday night for 10 years.
10 years.
And I said, did they miss? And he said, not as I know of. He said, I think for 10 years. You know, I've got a friend who was part of the Jesus Film Project when it launched in 1978. And he and his wife prayed every morning for missionaries. They'd pray from about 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., 2 hours every morning since 1964. And his wife passed away back about 10 years ago. But for a good, you know, 30, 35-year period, this husband and wife prayed for missionaries. And I asked him, did they ever miss a morning? And he said, you know, in 30, 35 years, they never missed. Now, the reason I say that is because Philip Yancey of Christianity Today said, we've got to remember God goes where he's wanted.
Hmm.
And of course, we want the Lord in our midst. Of course, we want a great move of God. But I think it's time in our nation when we pray like we need to pray like we mean it.
Amen. Alex, let's do something, because DR brought up the scripture. We're not going to, I just feel led to do this today. And Alex and I both, either one of us have the, if we feel like God is directing to go in a direction that we feel like it. And DR brought up 2 Chronicles 7:14. And someone else was talking to me about that today, because it says, if my people, I want to read verses 12, 11, and 11, 12, 13, and 14. And we want to talk about if my people, it's not America, it is, but it's the believers that are in America, the believers that are somewhere else. But let's look at that and not, you know, parse it or divide it up, but let's just look at what he's saying, at what God will do. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I've heard your prayer. There it is, Alex. Those men praying 10 years every Monday night, and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will hear you from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. When I hear what God's doing in Burlington, I can't help but look the men praying, and I have chosen this place. God's the one that chooses the place to make himself known. And it's when difficulties come in. Most of the time we're complacent when everything is running smoothly. We've got to get out of our complacency, and most of the time it is difficulty that drives us out of our complacency. And then it says, if my people. Now, Alex, I know this was to Israel, okay? We don't believe America is the new Israel. We're not saying that. But the principle of God's people, no matter who those people are, if they're the Jews, or if it's the Gentile believers, or a combination of the Jews and the Gentiles that make up the church, they're his people, aren't they?
They are. When he says, if my people, and we've got to make sure that we're one of his people. And folks listening, we're saying as pastors, as teachers, and as just fellow Christians who love you, have you made sure that you're one of his people? Folks, you know, going to heaven and being a Christian is not that you're a member of a church, although church membership is a fine thing. It's that you had a personal relationship with Jesus. And I just want to give the gospel, folks, everyone listening, just stop your world for a minute and listen carefully. ABC, admit that you're a sinner. Lord, I admit I'm a sinner. I've known the right. I've done the wrong. Lord, I've sinned. B, believe. Believe that Jesus is who he claimed to be, the Son of God, and he died on the cross for the world, but he died on the cross for you. Every one of you listening, and you might say, but Alex, you don't know what I've done. It doesn't matter. God knows what you've done, and he loves you anyway. And you believe that he died on that cross, and he paid your sin. So look, either you could pay for your own sin, but that would be separation from God forever. And you feel far away from God right now. Well, imagine going into eternity without God. That really is lostness. But you believe he died for you, and then see, you call on his name. And Bert, right now, we know on the authority of Scripture, the promise of God's Word, anyone who would turn to Christ and ask to be saved, he would save them and forgive their sins right this instant, wouldn't he?
He would. And it is the Holy Spirit that will drive you to this, okay? I guarantee you, you can't get your mind around it completely. It is the Holy Spirit that is convicting you. It is the Holy Spirit who is drawing you. And he is working in your life right now, drawing you to himself. And all those words, and again, they're words, it's a word, but it takes place in the heart. And it's a surrender of your will to God. And Alex, I just believe there's some people out there that listen to AFR all the time. They may have been confirmed. They may have had children's baptism, or they may have been baptized. There was an old evangelist that said, this is when people baptized in the ponds. It says, you may be baptized so many times that the tadpole knows your Social Security number. That does not save you. You've got That's to right. be born again. And I believe there's somebody, the Lord laid this on your heart to share. I believe there's some people out there that really need to come to Christ right now, brother.
Exactly. You know, I grew up in a great church, and I at 13 years old, I went through what they call communicants class. And you learn the catechism, and that was great. But I did not know the Lord personally till I was 21 years old. And right now, here's what I want to do. I'm going to lead in a prayer. And wherever you are, what matters is from your heart to God sincerely. Pray this. Know that you're saved. We're talking about national revival, a move of God. But for some of you listening, the move of God that is so needed needs to start right in your own heart. So right from your heart to God, pray something like this. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. But I believe Jesus died for me. I believe that Jesus paid for my sins on the cross, and I believe that he rose from the grave, and I turn away from sin, and I turn to Christ, and I ask you to forgive me. Come into my life, save me, in Jesus' name. Now, with your heart open to God, pray and say, Lord, thank you for saving me. Just say that. Say, Lord, thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. Help me to live for you. May the Spirit of God guide my life. Help me to grow as a Christian. And help me to become everything you desire me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, if you just prayed that prayer and you just invited Christ into your heart, let us know. AFR, we just want to encourage you. We do encourage you, wherever you live, to find a good church that believes the Bible. And it's a journey. Bert, let me throw something out, and I want you to elaborate. Christianity is an event, and it's a journey, isn't it?
It is. And again, that's why so many things that God does is not being able to be described. It says he gives his indescribable gift, and it is. And even telling people how to be saved, you can hear our words. You can say the same words that Alex said as he prayed, but it's a transaction of the heart, and it's that event that brings you in to his family, and then he gives you an adventurous journey of discipleship, a follower of Jesus Christ, and you're welcome to a family, of the family of God. And listen, I just want to tell you, for Alex, didn't you say you were 21, Alex, when you—
I was
12 years old. Mine, as a 12-year-old boy, I really came to Christ. And at your age, Alex, I've led 85-year-old deacon's wife to the Lord. I've seen a 76-year-old deacon in a Baptist church being born again. And God can do those things. It's not religion, and they hear us say it all the time. It is a relationship.
Yes.
And if you're having trouble just us communicating and you feel like you need to talk to someone, there's a number that you can call. It's 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM, and there's people there that will help you, that will direct you, and we want to hear from you. You can go onto our Facebook page and say, just the other day when Bert and Alex was on and this talking about being saved, I asked Christ into my life. We'd love to hear from you on that. We really would. Alex, you remember the time we got a phone call from a man, and he called up and he said he had just gotten saved listening to and exploring the Word. Wouldn't that be great today?
That would be great. You know, Marvin and I, we were on, it might have been in the first couple of weeks. I mean, it was early in the life of this radio show, I mean, we hadn't been on any time at all, and there was a caller on the air who said, I'm not sure I would go to heaven, and help me. And they accepted Christ right live on the air. And you know, folks, the greatest decision you'll ever make, the greatest thing that will ever happen to you, bar none, is the moment that Christ comes to live in your heart. And you know what? Down here where we are, let me just share this. We've got a distant cousin, 41 years old, good Christian boy, was in my youth group, and he was 41 years old and had a unexpected asthma and heart issue, and he died at 41. Now, he's with the Lord because he was a Christian. But let me tell you, Bert, it's not hard to die. People do it every day, don't they?
They do, and I don't know about you, Alex, but I've kind of kept up preaching. And the sermon that I preach was the last sermon someone heard. And I always say, what did they hear? I think of that before I preach. Okay, they're going to hear this message. This could be the last message that anybody hear. Are they going to know how to follow Christ? Are they going to know? Are they going to be challenged to make sure that they are right with God? So this could be, and I know this sounds like a preacher talk, but it's true. Just because it sounds like it,
right,
doesn't mean it's not true. This could be the very last opportunity someone has to come to a relationship with Jesus Christ. You don't want to waste it. You really don't. You want to make use of that. Alex, let me give the phone number that people can call, and we would love to hear from you today about your salvation. We would love for you to tell us about maybe a revival that's going on around you or one that you've experienced and what God has done. And I know Alex and I would love to do that. We'll answer your Bible questions, yes. But today's one of those days when we deviated from, you know, just strictly Bible study and gave a report. That number that you can call is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Alex, I'd want to share this. What we're doing is biblical, because each time that Paul would come back from one of his missionary journeys, he would give a report, would he not?
He really would. He really would. And, you know, it's very biblical. From Moses through the early apostles, through Paul, they would, as we would say, we would brag on Jesus. That's what a testimony meeting is. And we're talking about what the Lord is doing. Now, there's a writer that I have read his work. His name was Leonard Ravenhill.
Oh, man. Amen.
Some of you know who Leonard Ravenhill was. And he wrote a book called Why Revival Tarries. I mean, what hinders revival? But he says you should seek revival like your life depends on it. You should seek revival like a dying man looking for water in the desert. And we need it, folks. Look, if you're saved, our home is in heaven and we're bound for glory, right? But the United States of America needs a move of God more urgently than anything we could bring up. And it's happening in Burlington. People are coming to experience it. But Bert, wherever they are, look, if you're in the upper Northeast, in the Midwest, the upper Northwest, the Southwest, look, wherever you are, God is as close by as a prayer. We need a revival, and we need to ask Him for it.
He is ready. He desires it. And I'm telling you, when I read that scripture in 2 Chronicles 7, it talks about, man, the nation is, you know, heaven is shut up, no rain. The locusts are devouring the land. You know, I don't know what it needs to happen politically for it to be more distressing, okay? So we need to call upon the Lord, and I pray that we are, and you that are believers, listen, we need to band together, knit our hearts together in love, and pray that the revival in Burlington would continue and spread. Alex, looks like we've got people online that's going to share about salvation experience and revival. I can't wait, so you don't want to go away. Stick around and hear these testimonies that's going to come up in the next segment of Exploring the Word.
The signs of America's cultural decay are everywhere. Take the issue of religious liberty as an example. The First Amendment to the Constitution guaranteed Americans freedom of religion. Later, someone introduced the concept of freedom from religion, and the more limiting phrase freedom of worship became popular, implying we need to keep our freedom inside the church. With your help, the American Family Association stands against such subtle revisions. Our most recent efforts to spread the voice of Christian America include an expansion of the American Family Radio Network into 8 more cities with the potential for 2.5 million new listeners. Also, American Family Studios has begun production on a new feature-length documentary, The God Who Speaks, Reaffirming Biblical Authority. The cost is high, but standing by and doing nothing could cost us even more. Pray today and be listening Tuesday, July 12th for more information, because America cannot wait.
It's 2 a.m. and Tommy's raspy cough has become a horrible sounding bark. You can go rushing into the night with your little one for an ER visit, or you can teleconference with a board-certified pediatrician to evaluate Tommy, give you advice, and write a prescription if necessary. MD Live is a network of board-certified physicians available anytime and anywhere. Information about MD Live is available at hcbenefits.com. hcbenefits.com.
Are you a new listener? Have you just found us and want to find out more about us? AFR.net is the place to go. Information about what's on the air right now or what programs and features are coming up can be found in our on-air schedules. There's easy access to the online store and archives of our programming, so you can discover more encouragement and information than you ever thought possible. Of course, you don't want to forget about our free smartphone app. All of that is just the tip of the iceberg. I told you, the place to go is AFR.net.
As Christians, we occasionally need to retreat from the culture war for a time of renewal. The American Family Association invites you to retreat with us to the mountains of North Carolina, October 3rd through 6th, for the annual AFA Retreat at the Cove. Speakers at this year's event will include AFA President Tim Wildman, Governmental Affairs Director Sandy Rios, Messianic Jewish Apologist Dr. Michael Brown, Marquis Laughlin, founder of Acts of the Word Ministries, and more. As in years past, we'll gather at the Billy Graham Training Center in Asheville, North Carolina. Capacity is limited to 400 participants, so make your plans to attend soon. Get more information at afafoundation.net. Register by calling 800-950-2092, option 2, followed by option 1. It's the annual Retreat at the Cove, October 3rd through 6th, in the beautiful Smoky Mountains of North Carolina.
AFR Talk.
Connect with Alex and Bert on the Exploring the Word Facebook page. Facebook.com/Exploring the Word.
The Word is alive, and it is really alive in Burlington, North Carolina, as we've gotten a report of God's Spirit being poured out on a people, a group of people that's been praying for God to send revival their way. And now it's not just sending their way, but it is spreading, and we praise God for that. And then we're also talking about people and how you can know the Lord and how you can be saved. So we're gonna hear from some of these people. Alex, again, when you were saved, you were 21 years old, but you had been already a church member and everything, right?
I had. And look, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You might have been on a committee or taught Sunday school, but I believe God wants every person to know that they're saved. And don't think, well, you know, what would somebody say if I, you know, made sure of my salvation? Bert, we worry what people would think about this or that. Jesus alone hung on the cross for us. We need to think about what Jesus' view is.
Amen. From his perspective. Amen. Thank you, Alex. And we've got people online, so let's go to Alabama and talk to Kyle. Kyle, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yes, I just wanted to share my salvation experience with you guys.
Go ahead, man.
I'm 39 years old. I was raised in a very Christian home. Both my parents are saved, and salvation was a topic of discussion daily. I never made that choice in my life, and recently I was under heavy conviction make a long story short, I broke down at a local rest area. I ran out of gas. I tried to get my dad to come give me some gas to get me on my way. And I wound up having to stay the night by myself in my vehicle. And I was never in my life had been under that much conviction. And I was just sweating and just, it was just God touching me and just let me know that I had to deal with my sin. I had to come clean with him. And the next day, that morning, I went and asked my pastor and talked to him. And I accepted the Lord that Saturday morning in that church. And it's just been a changing experience for me. And I have no regrets.
Amen.
No looking back.
Amen, brother. Listen, that we call, some of our appointments we don't like, but they're divine appointments. And for
that's
Kyle,
right.
Sounding like running out of gas. And Alex, it goes back to that 2 Chronicles 7:13 when it says the heaven is shut up, the rain. Now, I know some people, they get saved and they're young, but a lot of, there's usually a time of, oh, man, what's going on in my life? You know, there's a searching, and you're looking for answers. You're looking for something that is real. And that reality is in Christ Jesus, really. Everything else, it says, everything else that you get on this earth, the houses, the land, they're going to pass away, aren't they?
They are. They're, you know, we spend so much mental energy thinking about this temporal world, and it's all going to pass away. And folks, I'm going to give the number. It's 888-589-8840. We want to hear from you if you've got a Bible question or if you want to talk about how God has moved in your life. But let me throw a thought out there. Bert, you remember when you and I were going through the Gospel of Luke? In Luke chapter 19, Jesus was going into Jericho, and he was really giving an indictment against the people of Israel that were rejecting him. And I'll never forget these words when he said, you know, Jerusalem, you did not recognize the time of your visitation.
Yes.
Now, when God comes by, you don't want to miss it.
You don't. Amen.
God, I really believe for all of our sins, all of our foibles and failures, there are millions of Christians in America. There are thousands of churches. America has guilt on her hands. I think about abortion. I think about immorality. I think about how guilty people beat the law if they've got the best attorneys. We are an unrighteous nation. However, God is merciful, and revival is as close by as a prayer, but heaven forbid that we miss the time of our visitation.
Amen, Alex. And let me just show this. Then we're going to go to Rose Marie in Oklahoma, but if you're in the North Carolina area and you don't want to miss, listen, drive that distance. You may be in South Carolina, or you may be over in the Tennessee area or the Virginia area. Man, with that going on, I believe I would make that trip. And listen, there's an old, and I know it's an old saying, and I'm filled with them because I've grown up in it, but get under the spout where the glory comes out. You know, so
amen,
the
Bert.
Glory is coming out over there. I believe I'd want to be there. Like Alex and Angie, they're going to try to get down there because they want to be there and not just give a report but experience it. So I pray that you'll do that. Well, we've got folks in Oklahoma, and it's Rosemarie. Rosemarie, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to put my granddaughter on your prayer list. Do y'all have a prayer list?
I keep one right by me. I bring it to the, yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Your granddaughter, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Her name is Sierra Denise. Her name is Sierra Denise, and she's in a bad situation right now. She's in a bad relationship right now.
Okay.
And I would like to know, I would like to say that Jesus, I want Jesus to bring her home.
Amen. Well, here's what we're going to do.
She's not very far from me.
Amen.
She's not very far from me, but she
far away from God. Okay.
I want Jesus to bring her home.
Amen. Well, you've got people all over the United States right now, and they're praying for Sierra Denise. I hope that you're praying, asking God speak to her heart right where she is, right now at this moment. and let her hear from you, O God. This is our prayer. This is what we desire, that you would get glory and honor in her life, and she would be right with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rosemary. We've got other callers. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Doris. Doris, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you. I really enjoy your show every day. I'm blessed to be able to listen to it at my desk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you about my oldest grandson. He's 9. His name is Aiden. And 2 weeks ago, he and his siblings and his parents were going to Vacation Bible School at a little tiny church. And the last night, Aiden told his mom he wasn't feeling well. And she said, well, if you don't feel like going, I'll stay home with you. That's okay. He went to his room, and she said about 5 minutes later, he came out just sobbing and trembling. He said, Mom, I want to go. I want to get saved. And they were actually in an adult class, but the pastor's wife told them that Aiden was just trembling, and he prayed to Jesus to come into his heart. And this week he's at church camp with that same little church. So,
Amen, Doris.
Warmed my heart.
Amen. Hey, you grandchildren, getting right with God. Let me just share this with you, all you that are grandparents and parents, and this is from pastoring for full time for about 38 to 40 years and raising 3 sons. If they're raised in church, they're going to be naturally inquisitive, and they're going to know the answers. What you're doing is looking for what Aiden, Doris's grandson, for some desperation. You're looking for that little, there's conviction, and there's got to be a little bit of desperation. Like the woman who had the issue of blood, Alex, there was some desperation. With Zacchaeus climbing up in that tree, there was some, you know, and it's not just okie dokie, yeah, I'm ready. No, it is conviction of the Holy Spirit. And I think Doris and her grandson's experience shows that, doesn't it?
It does. You know, Bert, one of the sweetest testimonies, I was in the mountains of North Carolina, and I went to visit a man. He was a shut-in, and he couldn't make it to the revival where I was preaching. And he was a quite elderly man, and I said, how did you come to know the Lord? And he said, well, I was about 12 or 13, and we were plowing. And he said, my dad could tell that I just wasn't myself. And my dad said, do you feel bad? Are you sick? And he said, no. And the dad said, is the Lord dealing with you? Is the Lord calling you? And the young man said, yes. And the dad said, well, you go over there and you sit down and you talk to Jesus till you get him in your heart. And this man told me, he said, I went and while they kept on plowing, he said, I thought about what the preacher had said. I went and sat on this plow and prayed. And he said, I realized that Jesus had heard me and saved me, and I went back to work. But the thing that touched me, when this old man told me this story, I almost teared up with emotion, how a dad would be so sensitive that he would say to his son, you know, is the Lord calling you?
Amen.
Well, go over there and respond. And but you know what? There's 10,000 ways that it happens, but there's one thing that happens, and what it is Jesus comes in.
Amen. He moves in, and when God moves in, you know it. Amen. We got other people. We need to hear from you. Let's go to Texas and talk to Michael. Michael, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Howdy, y'all. How are you doing today?
Doing great, man.
Great. Well, I wanted to share with you guys my testimony. I think it would be I think it'll be beneficial for some people out there. Mine's a little bit different than most people's.
Go ahead, man.
So when I came to know Jesus Christ when I was very young, 6 or 7 years old. I was at church and I just knew I wanted Jesus in my heart. So I did one of the altar calls and I went up and I prayed with the pastor and I became a believer. And then a couple weeks later, I got baptized. From that point on, I'm 21 years old, by the way. From that point on, you know, for people who became Christians young, it can be a long road until, you know, some people, they hear that calling right away after a life of, you know, hard times and trials, and then they come to Jesus. But for those of us who knew him young, he kind of becomes a, we get used to him being there. So we forget about him. We take him for granted. And that's what I did until I was a junior in high school. And then I went to a Kennecott camp, and I was sitting there with Joe White, and
amen.
And we were all quoting Bible verses as a football team, and I told him I said I feel wrong. I feel like I've really lost my way, and so he and I prayed together, and that night we did a worship, and I all of a sudden knew what I was supposed to be doing with my life. I felt like I had been called to ministry, because while we were at that camp, I was able to witness to a young guy that was in our camp. He was a freshman in high school, and he became a believer, and he had a really rough life, and he said that I was really comforting, and he was proud to have me as his brother. Well, from that point on, Jesus took me to, I told him, Lord, if you're calling me to ministry, I'll go. Since then, I've spent 6 years being a worship leader at my church. Since then, I've been a youth leader for 2 years, and God's taken me to Israel to see the Bible come to life. He's taken me to Greece on missions. He may give me a chance to go very soon to Annan, Jordan, to learn more about history. And
amen,
I'll be going
Michael.
To Sam Houston for a history degree, and I plan on going to seminary. But the point of it is, I felt wrong after all those years of knowing Jesus but not doing anything about it. And one day he just called me. And for those of them out there that are getting called, you got to answer, because it's not like he just sits there and waits for you. He's
active.
You, and then
amen.
He starts moving things along faster than you can imagine.
Amen, Michael. Mm. Thank you for calling. My wife was 6 years old. Dr. Dobson says he was 3 years old when he was saved. But there's going to be a crisis of faith. And that junior year, even at Kennecott camps with Joe White, what a place to be, that happened. Alex, is it all right to get one more phone call today?
Yeah, let's try to do that.
Let's go to Louisiana, and we're going to talk to Molly. Molly, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Doing great.
Good.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I was listening to you guys a couple of weeks ago, and I was driving, so I was unable to take some notes and write down some scripture, but I think it was Alex had made a statement about how important it is to teach our children to be thankful. And if we don't establish that foundation of thankfulness, then we kind of just set everything into a tumble cycle.
Amen.
Do you recall...
I do.
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
I remember talking about that. You know, I think, you know, having a grateful heart and, you know, being able to say please and thank you is kind of a virtue that is very important to cultivate in the lives of our children.
Mala, let me give you a passage. It's over in the book of Romans. And really, Romans is known, verses chapters 1, 2, and 3 are known as, you know, going down the path of reprobate. But if you'll look in 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21, you'll find out one of the most important things to contradict that and keep that from happening is to develop an attitude of thankfulness. Otherwise, they get to the point of privilege. And this is a little bit of what Michael was talking about. If you get saved young, if you don't cultivate that spirit of thankfulness in your heart, there'll be this attitude of privilege, and it's which builds up pride and
entitlement.
Yeah, entitlement, and you've got to combat that. And so, Molly, we hope that helps. And you're right. You do that early. Alex, the older I get, the more God impresses me. Of attitude of gratitude is one of the most important things to teach believers.
It is. And how grateful we are that we have prayer and the Lord is listening right now. God bless you. Pray for the revival in Burlington. Come if you can. And we'll continue our exploring the Word and the author of the Word tomorrow.
We sure will. We thank you again for listening. We hope that you have a great evening and that God speaks to your heart. Keep on praying, as Alex said, for the revival in Burlington, North Carolina, that it would continue and it would spread. And if you're in that area, please go. We just want God to continue blessing. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Word. Tell someone about this program. But more importantly, we want you to tell somebody about Jesus.